Welcome to Hockey Wiz Talks podcast. In this episode of Potential Sellers, I'll be featuring the San Jose Sharks. In this podcast, I'll be talking about some players who potentially might be on the move at the trade deadline for the San Jose Sharks. Heading into this season, the San Jose Sharks were expected to be terrible, and because of that, they would have some trade pieces available come the trade deadline. There was not much hype around the team this season, as the team is made up of players that teams did not want and some prospects that aren't quite ready to be impact players yet. So far this season, the San Jose Sharks have a 14-33-5 record and have the second worst overall record in the NHL. Only the Chicago Blackhawks have a worse record than San Jose. The Sharks have only scored 107 goals this season, which is last in the NHL, and allowed 200 goals against, which is the most in the NHL. This means that San Jose is a really bad team and could potentially get even worse should they trade away some players at the deadline. Some players who could become available come the trade deadline are Mikael Granlund, Kevin LeBanc, Mike Hoffman, Anthony Duclair, Luke Cunnan, and Jan Ruda. Mikael Granlund is making $5 million this season. He has one more year left on his current deal and is due to be a free agent in 2025. Kevin LeBanc is a winger making $4.725 million and is a free agent in 2024. Mike Hoffman is a winger making $4.5 million and is a free agent in 2024. Anthony Duclair is a winger making $3 million and is a free agent in 2024. Luke Cunnan is a winger and center and is an RFA in 2024. And Jan Ruda is a defenseman making $2.75 million who's due to be a free agent in 2025. Other players who could be on the move include Alexander Barabanov, who is making $2.5 million. He is a winger who is a free agent in 2024. Nico Sturm, who is a center, making $2 million. That's a free agent in 2025. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWiz777Scouting. It might be tougher to move Mikael Granlund, as he is making $5 million per season for this year and the next year. However, if the Sharks are willing to retain $2 million of his cap hit, they could get a pretty good return for him. So far this season, Mikael Granlund has been one of the Sharks' better players, as he has 6 goals and 30 points in 40 games. Kevin LeBanc might be a tougher player to move. Although he is a free agent at the end of the season, he makes $4.725 million, but his production has not been very good the past few seasons, and his production has been at an all-time low this year, with only 2 goals and 7 points in 32 games. Mike Hoffman could be one of their better trade assets, as he makes $4.5 million this season and is a free agent at the end of the season. He could be a nice rental piece and a depth piece on a contending team. Hoffman has 8 goals and 18 points in 51 games this year. Anthony Duclair is far and away the best trade chip the San Jose Sharks have, as he has a cap-friendly cap hit with only $3 million on the books. He is 28, which is smack dab in his prime, and he would be a really solid depth piece on a contending team. Duclair has 9 goals and 17 points in 48 games this year. Luke Cunnan could be one of the more attractive trade pieces come the trade deadline. Although he is an RFA, he has an attractive cap hit at $2.75 million and is having a solid season with 8 goals and 10 points in 48 games on a really bad San Jose Sharks team. Although Jan Ruda is not a free agent this season, trading him this year would net a better return. Jan Ruda is under contract for this year and the next year, with a cap hit of $2.75 million AAV. He is a player with some playoff experience, so that holds some value, and for what it's worth, has been one of the more productive Sharks when in the lineup. He has 12 points in 47 games. Alexander Barabanov would be a very attractive trade chip at the trade deadline. He makes $2.5 million this year, although he only has 9 points in 33 games. That is mostly due to the fact that the Sharks are not very good this year. If you put him on a team with some better players, he would be a productive player. The last notable player that the Sharks might trade is Nico Sturm. Although Nico Sturm is not a UFA this year and is under contract until 2024, 2025 with a cap hit of $2 million per, the Sharks might net a solid return for him, as he has proven to be a really solid third-line center who is good on faceoffs, and that has some value for contending teams. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywiztalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywiz777. The San Jose Sharks make a three-team trade with the Pittsburgh Penguins and Detroit Red Wings. The San Jose Sharks get Jonathan Gruden, Taro Hirose, a second-round pick in 2024 from Detroit, and a second-round pick in 2024 from Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Penguins get Clem Colston and Anthony Duclair, while the Detroit Red Wings get Mikael Granlund and Radim Zadorna. San Jose Sharks trade Mike Hoffman, Nico Sturm, and Jan Ruda to the Nashville Predators for Dante Fabro, Denis Gurianov, and a second-round pick in 2024. San Jose Sharks trade Kevin LeBanc and Alexander Barabanov to the Vancouver Canucks for Vasily Podkolzin. San Jose Sharks trade Luke Cunnan to the Washington Capitals for Matthew Phillips and a third-round pick in 2024. Here is the projected lineup after the trade deadline. The first line is William Eklund, Fabian Zetterlund, and Vasily Podkolzin. The second line is Thomas Bortolo, Taro Hirose, and Philip Zadina. The third line is Matthew Phillips, Denis Gurianov, and Jacob McDonald. The fourth line is Ryan Carpenter, Justin Bailey, and Jack Stadnica. First D pair is Mario Ferraro and Dante Fabro. Second D pair is Mark-Edward Vlasic and Ty Emberson. Third D pair is Kyle Burrows and Kalen Addison. Goalies are Mackenzie Blackwood and Kaapo Kakkonen. On IR, Thomas Hertl, Logan Couture, and Matt Benning. Listen to Hockey Wiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my travel channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWizTravels. The San Jose Sharks will likely look like an AHL squad after the trade deadline if they handle the trade deadline correctly and get back as many assets for their players as possible, but this will help them get a better spot for the lottery in the upcoming draft. In my next podcast, I will feature the Chicago Blackhawks in potential sellers.